This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
You may the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm Amanda, and with me today after 6 months is my awesome, hilarious, wonderful, and absolutely charming co-host, Monica. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's very awkward.
Why?
No, it's not really awkward. It's just like, we're doing this again. Yay. We haven't done this in a while.
I know. And I'm so glad to see your face here. Obviously, I have seen your face in the last 6 months because that would be a shitty friendship if it was just like
that would be but we've seen each other's faces
and now we're sharing our faces and our voices with all of you, and that just makes it even better.
Yay!
We'll dance.
Oh, we're dancing. There we go.
We're dancing.
I mean, the people on the podcast probably can't see us now. But you
if
know.
You're listening to this, we are dancing.
Anyway, welcome. We're back. We're doing it again after, I don't know, 6 months. Is it six months?
Something
a long
like that.
Time.
Very long time. So how do we do this?
I don't know.
What do we talk about?
So much happened. Maybe let's start with how we are and what happened, what we've done, as much as we want to say. And then we just continue the things that we've done in the meantime, like geeky shit and how we like that and what's going to happen in the future. And then we wrap it up or something. That's the agenda. Okay. And that just made up on the fly.
Sounds good. I love it. We were so prepared for this.
I mean, it was always going to be a let's talk about shit situation.
That's true.
We're doing that.
So look at that. 2022 Moni is so organized.
Don't let that fool you. Just because I have reminders on my phone doesn't say anything.
The world is changing. The world is changing.
I know.
So how are you?
I am doing well, I think. We made it into 2022. I don't yet quite know what I think about 2022, but for some reason, I'm more hopeful towards that year than I've been the last 2 years. So I'm just trying to roll with that one. Otherwise, we're still in a pandemic.
Holy shit.
What a fucking thought that we're still in a fucking pandemic after 2 years almost. Two years and 2 months. Fuck that. Wear your fucking masks and get vaccinated, people. Just saying. So we will have a way out of this bullshit eventually.
So then we can see each other's faces in face proximity to each other.
Yes. I don't even need the faces to be in like super close proximity. Like I'm fine to wave at you from like 2 meters away or some shit. But
whatever.
At least it would be like
better than this. Not that this isn't great, because
I know this is good. And that's really the thing that's for me personally is like the shittiest of it all, that I can't meet anyone and I want to meet everyone and I can't meet anyone, and that's just the most annoying bit. And how's you?
I'm pretty good. It's been a shitty 6 months, having a better time this past couple weeks.
Yes.
Taking
the good days as they come and celebrating the good days, because that's really important.
Exactly. Appreciate everyone for sticking with us through 6 months or however long it's been of hiatus and family stuff and support through all of that. It's meant a lot to me, and I'm sure Moni as well, but I'm talking about me right now, and it's meant a lot that we still have people out there who are, here on Twitch with us today and also still listening to our podcast, because despite being gone for 6 months, not putting out any episodes, our people are still downloading our show. And thank you. That means a lot that you still want to hear from us. So
it's also great proof what a nice medium podcasts are, because they kind of never really go out of date. Though, I mean, obviously the content of them potentially go out of date, but unlike other social media platforms where you post something and 3 hours later, nobody even fucking remembers that that happened, the podcast is still being listened to. And that's pretty, pretty awesome, actually.
I was surprised. Like, I haven't been checking the stats anywhere near as much as I normally do.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you took like that curve, because I was going to say that is absolute bullshit that you didn't check the stats.
Of course I check the stats. Maybe like once or twice a month instead of like once or twice a week. So
you check stats that fucking often? I mean, I knew you were checking our stats, but like twice a week?
Sometimes. Well, I would be in the platform when we were releasing episodes every week. I was in the platform that often anyway, like writing the show notes, uploading the episodes, making sure, fixing my spelling mistakes. So it wasn't so much as a checking the stats thing as a noticing the stats thing when I went in there.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off.
Sure.
Fuck off. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, be honest about your addiction to stats and math.
Hey, but it's so much better. It used to be a daily thing. Okay,
I know, that is true. You did get better, and I did notice that as well, that you got better with it at the same time, because you kept telling me about it and that got less frequent. You still tell me about it, but way less frequent. So I get that you're not looking, but I know that you have been looking through the last couple of months as well. And I was like, nowhere near any of that.
Yeah. I was just curious.
People are still downloading our podcast. Oh, yeah. We're just nothing. No, I just never really, I try to stay away from numbers as much as possible, because there's so much numbers out there anyway, and so much influence on numbers on our mental health. So I'm just like trying to distance myself from all that numbery
bullshit. Yeah. But I just want to say, like, thanks for sticking with us through all this.
And now we're back.
Back again.
Backstreet's back.
Back. Tell your friends.
Or something. We can either say how we plan to go forward now, or we can do it in the end. What should we do?
Well, you brought it up now, so we may as well do it now.
No, we can like keep this as a teaser, you know, so people can listen to the last, to the end of the episode to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Okay.
But yeah, what have you done geeky bits in the time that we didn't tell everybody what geeky bits we've been doing? Geeky bit sounds a bit like really bad porn.
Speaking of really bad, like, I went to record an Instagram story today announcing that we were going to be live on Twitch in like an hour. And I had just gotten out of the shower and I was like, other people can do like just out of the shower story, so I'm going to do that too. So like, I kind of got myself ready and went to record and I was like, wow, other people look like, you know, kind of mysterious and sexy. And I look like we're recording porn. Not going to do this. And then I went and put clothes on.
Unfortunate. Tom was so excited when you told the story. He was like, yes, let me go to Instagram right now. And then you're like, didn't post that porny one.
I didn't post it. I was like, oh, wow. Wow. I'm sorry, Tom. I'll send you a signal later.
Well, Signal is where it's at now. I get it.
Signal is where it's at for those sexy pictures.
I heard that Snapchat, but I'm very glad that I don't get a lot of sexy pictures on my Snap.
Yeah, I have other people that occasionally try to message me on Signal and I'm like, no, I cannot talk to you on this platform because I might accidentally a nude and I'm not up for that life. That would be a bad time. Block.
I mean, I just
okay. So what have I been up to the last 6 months? That's geeky. Well, I've been watching all of the geeky shows. So I think like we were just getting ready to record our Loki episode when we went on hiatus. So we never did talk about Loki.
We never talked about Loki.
And I was so excited to talk about Loki, but
Oh yeah. Yeah, I forgot everything now.
I know. I'm like, there's a lot of stuff to talk about for the last 6 months.
I know. Man, I loved Loki.
It's so good.
But also, Loki is one of the ones where I'm like, he's my favorite anti-hero or like hero or something. I think I need to sneeze. Maybe I don't.
Say pineapple. She did not say pineapple. Yeah, I really enjoyed Loki, though. I suppose
that's not how it works.
No, you're supposed to say pineapple before you sneeze.
I know, but I couldn't.
I enjoyed Loki. I thought it was very good. Really surprised by Owen Wilson's performance in it. I mean, I love Owen Wilson anyways, but I thought that he was great in it.
I have such a hard time seeing Owen Wilson as anything else but comedic. Mm-hmm. And I know it's like to a degree it was still a comedic role, but like I have a hard time taking in him like properly serious. And I know I would have thought it for a couple of actors, but with him, I feel like that's really strong for me. So I'm like, I feel in that role, it still worked really well, but I have a hard time seeing him in anything more serious, I think.
I get that. I still like him.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, Tom Hiddleston.
Well, yeah.
Well done. I mean,
it was a great show.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 would watch again.
Yes, very much.
And very excited for season 2, which is totally coming because of that cliffhanger.
Yeah, and I mean to be honest, like 90% of the Marvel shows have a fucking cliffhanger in the end, and you're like,
I know,
where am I supposed to go now? What does that mean? Where am I gonna go? What am I gonna do? And yeah.
Yeah.
I think even without the cliffhanger, I would have been like, I want to see more of Loki and Sylvie and that stuff. So I'm like, So I don't even think I would have needed a proper cliffhanger, unlike for a lot of other Marvel shows. Yeah, don't get into it. And then
like, that's not the reason that I want to come back for season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. What else has been out? So that was Loki. That was over the summer. Then
Boba Fett is where it's at now. I have to admit, I haven't watched it yet.
I've seen the first 2 episodes. Been enjoying it. My mom's not really into this one. Oh, hang on. I need to tell you. Big news. So yes. Mom and I have been, I make mom watch all my geeky shit. And it's pretty cool. So on New Year's, because we both got invited for New Year's plans like on the 30th, and we were like, too late, people, come on. We we marathoned the extended Lord of the Rings so that as midnight tolled, I had it all set up because hello, mega geek. It was at the Battle of Helm's Deep, and it was So It Begins by Theoden, right? Okay, well, mom was like, I really enjoyed that. Like, I don't think that I would have if I just watched it now, but after all of these months of you educating me on all your geeky shit, like, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. And I was like, that is the best praise ever. Fuck yeah.
That's amazing that you educated your mom on, like, proper geeky shit. Love that for you.
Yeah, it's good. I'm excited because, she's been watching everything with me.
So, and did you then have this and So It Begins at like midnight?
Yeah.
Cool. I was like, is this just one shit meme again? That's not even true. But I'm glad that it actually worked.
It did. It worked. I had it timed pretty perfectly. Like,
nice.
Yeah, pretty perfectly. And mom and I cheersed our champagne glasses. And it was good. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. The only thing mom was like, there's a lot of fighting in this. And I'm like, well, yes.
Have you read the books?
I have. We do not need to go into you. How you feel.
I'm like, there is so much more fighting in the books and walking and so much more walking. And
okay. let's just stop it. So Gemma in chat is asking about the Wheel of Time, and 100% every single week, Friday night was Wheel of Time, every week, and, loved it. Did you watch it, Moni?
No, I didn't. I saw that Gemma was like low key positively freaking out about it. So I was like, should probably watch it. And you were like talking about the books. I was like, I should really watch it. I still haven't watched. Like, it takes me really long to get into a new episode, especially when I'm not in a great place. So I just watch shit that I have watched already. And so I just takes me a while sometimes to finally get to something.
I thought it was really good. I haven't read the books. So this is my only experience of Wheel of Time, but I really was enjoying the show. Mum was enjoying it, which, nice. You know, that's saying something. Got to include Mum in these conversations.
Yeah.
and a friend of mine, I mentioned in a group chat that I'm in here with my Dungeons and Dragons group. We were talking about Wheel of Time, and I was like, I really like to read the books. And like the next morning, my friend dropped off the first book. He was like, here you go. I was like, oh, I guess I'm reading these now.
So, but you started to read them already now or no?
I have read the first chapter. Okay, because there is a story here. I only read the first chapter last week. So Saturday night, I think it was, because I had two books I need to finish because I was midway through two books. And so I finished those, read the first chapter, fell asleep, went to bed because I read in bed. And then the next night we had a power cut for like 7 hours.
Oh yeah.
So it was dark. And obviously this is a paperback book and I couldn't read a paperback book in the dark, even with candlelight. But then I also was playing like a game with my mom for about 5 hours. It was a very long time.
No.
So I got into bed and I was like, oh, well, I'm not quite tired enough to sleep. So I had to put my Kindle on because I've got a Paperwhite with like it's backlit.
Yeah.
And then I had to find another book. So now I'm like, oh shit, now I need to. So because I didn't get very far in the Wheel of Time, I now am finishing the book I start on Kindle. So yeah, I did like warn him when he dropped the book off. I'm like, this is going to take me a long time to read because I am a super distracted reader. I'm like, ooh, shiny new book. Oh, I'm also reading this one. Oh, I'm also reading this one. And so that's definitely happening. It's a good time.
Okay. Then I really need to, I don't even know what in essence is in what it's even about or whatever. So I'm just, probably just need to check it out. And Gemma in chat says that the show really did a lot for the diversity of the series. The books are very white and very stereotypical ideas of race and ethnicity, and also really showcasing the magic. She's a big fan. Mm-hmm. I need to watch.
Yeah, it was really good. I think there's, yeah, like I, without having that background knowledge of the books, I thought that they were pretty diverse, which is great in a fantasy series.
Nice.
But then, yeah, more diversity in fantasy. And yeah, it's only 9 episodes, Gemma. I think you're right. So you can easily binge that.
Is it like an hour per episode or like 4 to 5 minutes?
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gary, we're talking about The Wheel of Time and you can watch it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. I saw that it's on Amazon Prime when I started to watch The Boys, which I did because the weirdo was like bothering me about The Boys. So I started to watch that, which is wild and quite, I like it.
Is the next season of the next season of The Boys out?
I don't even know. I'm like, I don't know whether it's out, where how many there are. I don't even know. Like, I couldn't tell you because I just started with the first season and didn't go any further. And I'm not through the season yet. So
We watched it last year. When we were in Canada, me and Tom, we watched it with my parents.
Okay.
And yeah, it was, mom was like, oh, at the language, because there was in the show the word, not actually seen.
There's a lot of what in the show?
The word cunt.
Oh, your internet cut out exactly when you said it. So I'm like,
oh, it's like getting censored.
I know. I was like, what? That's so rude.
Starlink is like, we don't want her to say that. At first I thought
she probably said fuck. And then I just didn't question it. And I was like, maybe she didn't say fuck.
I didn't.
And so I'm like, so that's why I re-questioned it. That happens a lot. That happens. And the weird is just excited because of what they say in German. And so it's like, he said, because that, what's his face? Butcher is just saying Vava all the time. And I'm like, what is they saying? I'm like, they're not saying that. But now I'm like, yeah, okay, cunt is actually exactly that. So maybe that's why.
Hawkeye
took me a couple of attempts to get to, but then I was glad I did. But because I always have an issue when I'm not in the greatest of energies, then I fall asleep during new things, mostly during new things, and then I get really annoyed. because I have already seen like good 10 minutes of a show and then I fall asleep. Then I don't know where I stopped. And also because I fell asleep, I kind of forgot what happened before. So I get this anti-mood of, no, I need to watch this again, even though I haven't really properly watched it. So then it takes me forever to get really into it again. So if it doesn't catch me immediately and makes me not want not fall asleep, so then I'm just like, fuck that. So I will, they will, that's the reason why I waited forever for Hawkeye. And Tom was like, you haven't even watched, like, it's the final episode, it's Hawkeye Day. And I'm like, I haven't even watched a single episode. And he's like, what? And so I'm like, yeah. And that's the reason why I sometimes have issues with new things. I don't give a shit if I fall asleep during Grey's Anatomy because I have seen it a trillion times and probably also won't fall asleep because just cry myself to whatever. But that's just sometimes why I have such issues starting new things. But I was so glad I watched Hawkeye because so much amazing representation. Holy shit.
Yeah. Epic. Hawkeye blew my fucking mind. Like, it was good. So good. And I mean, I can't remember why. I don't know. But I know that there is a reason that Jeremy Renner himself is kind of shit, but I can't remember what it is. And I hate that, you know, he is, you know, a wee bit shit because he's phenomenal. Like, he's a phenomenal actor.
Did he support Chris Twat? Was it that?
Is that because, what it is?
Because kind of all of them kind of supported Chris Twat in the end. Like, same with Mark Ruffalo. He's like such a nice guy. And then he comes out talking for Chris Pratt in his, I'm not a homophobe, blah, 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 whatever situation. So I'm like,
I can't remember. And like, I was actually waiting for it to trend on Twitter or something, like when Hawkeye was out, like, yeah, Hawkeye might be good, but Jeremy Renner is a shitty guy. And yeah. So I was like, okay, will this remind me why? Because I know that people say that he is, but I don't remember why. And I can't help it. I kind of like him and I'm really sorry. And
I also read up a bit on Henry Cavill and I need to put him off a throne as well now. Like, all people are... Why are humans? Why are men sometimes?
I don't know if you need to tell me this. Okay, tell me. I need to know. But also, will it break my heart?
So basically, in essence, and it's not, like, there are some rumors, but they're rumors, so I'm not going to bring those up because they're rumors and we know, like, they don't want to, like, enforce the rumor situation. And it was in an interview 3 years ago. He was like, and I read this in a Guardian article, which I can bring up if anybody, like, I didn't read it on TMZ or whatever. I don't know if the Guardian is way better, but I feel like it has, like, it's not like, anyway, I don't know. Anyway, there was an interview with him in somewhere else and the Guardian wrote about it where he was talking about, he likes to chase women, and he's kind of worried now because, especially like after Me Too, it's like the fear of being like being called a rapist for wanting to chase women. And I'm like, is that really necessary? Like, and I'm not saying he did anything bad, but alone the fact of like being putting himself in that villainy position of being like, well, I can, well. Because if you're a decent human being, then nobody will accuse you of being a fucking racist, will they? And I get that being a celebrity and stuff like that, or a famous person, that this all gets a different dynamic at the same time. But you're not the problem here. If you're like a decent human being, you don't need to worry to that degree that you can't like go out with anyone or that your manners are too old fashioned for 2022 or whatever, in fear of being called rape. Like, it just dampened my understanding of him. Yeah, it's this, I'm afraid to even talk to a woman now and stuff like that, where I'm like, well, that's not the problem though, is it? And if you would understand what people are talking about, and this is not the problem, right? So and that's why I'm like, ugh. And I'm not out there being all that, let's cancel Henry Cavill or whatever, but I'm at the same time, I'm like, yeah, you're also just a human being with sometimes a really shit opinion, so I can't be putting you on this pedestal of being this. And I was like super and very excited about him on all the geeky stuff, and because he's a nerd and like he's popular and blah blah, and I'm like, but yeah, in reality, yeah. And Gemma says false rape accusations aren't real statistically. If that is what you are worried about, you're creating rape culture. Yeah. So, and that's my issue with that. And it's not that, and I get that a lot of people like the, yeah, you don't need to understand, Siri.
I don't understand either.
And it's not, yeah, it's just, if you, exactly as Gemma says, it's like kind of, we don't need to cancel people, but we can stop worshiping them. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're like, if Jason Momoa now also falls off my throne, I'm just gonna cancel men entirely or whatever. Not,
I
mean, true.
Do I need to tell you the story of the man and the bucket?
The man and the bucket. No.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, that, I know.
That news. Yeah, that's.
I know. It was really like, it was like, you a decent human being, and you're like geeky at the same time. But then, and I'm still not saying he's not a decent human, but at the same time, worries like that if publicly, like if even because he, at the same time, he's like a person of public interest, right? So whatever mm-hmm. he says is spread amongst a lot of people. So I'm like, people hear this and think that's like okay to say, and I'm like, it's not, because it's not the issue of a Me Too movement whether or not you can be chivalrous with, like, you can be a gentleman with women or something without, and you can mm-hmm. be, you can, like, yeah, like,
I know,
yeah, that's why I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
still great in The Witcher, still looks amazing, and he's nice that he's a geek, but deep sigh. It was already 3 years ago as well, so I'm like, ugh.
Well, 3 years ago, I'm not making excuses, but maybe there has been growth and learning yeah. in that time as well. Like, we're not about canceling people forever.
No.
Like, because that, like, what the fuck is the point in that? Like, it's about helping people being better.
Right? Yeah, that's why I'm like, also not, I just, for me, I decided for myself that I'm just not participating in the massive Henry Cavill hype that I was usually participating in, where I almost lost my panties. Not really, but like verbally lost my panties over him. Now I keep my panties where they are, and I will focus on other people to swoon over, like Jason Momoa.
Well, what? I don't know, because Lizzie's just put in chat some really an awesome news about Jason Momoa as well.
Actually, I heard that he was really kind to, anyway, I heard from, what's her name? Emilia Clarke, she's never called Emma. Emilia Clarke in an interview also said that he was really kind with her and very protective over her in her nude scenes. Yeah, Gemma is right when she says we need to stop holding individuals accountable for societal problems, but we do need to treat people like flawed individuals who have things to learn. That is very true.
But yeah, but what Gemma said is basically like what I'm saying as well. Like we can't, like, we need to allow people room for growth and for learning.
Yeah.
Like, okay, they might have had a shitty take at one point, but hopefully they're learning from what they've said and taking accountability. And
it's just a nice reminder that, nice reminder, and it sounds weird, nice reminder in a way that celebrities and famous people aren't superior to the rest of the society, and we shouldn't treat them as if they were. So, and because we do that so often, I feel we just put them on pedestals that nobody can actually reach just because they're actually human beings. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So speaking of The Witcher.
Yes.
Did you watch?
No, I didn't watch it.
I need somebody to have watched The Witcher, for fuck's sake. Nobody else has seen it, and I need to talk about it.
I'm sorry, I haven't watched it. I don't remember. I started to watch it, and then I'm like, I don't remember a single thing that happened in the last season. I have no idea what's been going on. I don't know anything. So, so that's why I just have no clue.
Well, one thing I will say is don't listen to our episode recapping The Witcher, because mostly we talked about how we were really confused for the show. So that's probably not a great reference.
Yeah,
but there should be, like, when we started season two, Mom and I, like, there was a recap of a pretty decent recap of what was going on with season one.
I know we talked about this, and I'm like, I've watched it again, I went back in again and didn't have a recap.
It's so weird because it was like a probably about a 10 minute recap, and I was like, this is what I needed, thank you. Wow,
not for me.
That sucks for you.
It really does, because I really just jumped right in there and he was with Ciri and I'm like, who are you?
How did this happen? What's going on?
What was happening? Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a big part of my end of 2021. A big part of the end of the, because I mean, no spoilers since so many people haven't seen it yet. But I loved it. And
okay.
It was fantastic. And Yaskier is just the best bard in the world, and I love him. And also he has a band called The Amazing Devil. And if you haven't taken the time to listen, this is your like announcement. Now please listen to The Amazing Devil because they are phenomenal.
So in real life, he has a band that's called that?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it is so good. It's just, it's him and a woman, and they're wonderful. Like the music is so good.
So Yaskia is the singer who sang Toss a Coin to Your Witcher?
Yeah. His name is Joey Beatty. I'm gonna say that it is because that's what it is in my head, but it's very possibly wrong. But anyways, he's fantastic, and I need to look it up because that's actually gonna bother me.
Joey all I Beatty. Got was a yes, topless picture right. that Ed sent.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it was nothing wrong with that. So I feel like I've seen him. But he also looked way different than what I remembered the singer, because he was like the skinny singer, wasn't he? And then he was like super buff in the picture that I saw. And I'm like, I wouldn't have put the two and two together.
He's just go and listen to them because that band is really great.
I will
do. The Amazing Devil. I feel like I should be their new hype girl because I keep telling people, I'm like, have you heard this? And I'm like sending them the link. And I'm like, you need to listen to this band because they're wonderful.
Perfect.
So this is everyone's announcement. You need to listen to The Amazing Devil. Thank you. Me to my TED Talk.
I will do that. You will probably need to remind me afterwards, but I will do that.
Okay. I will remind you. I'll remind everyone.
Perfect.
Perfect.
What else happened?
What If is something else that we watch.
I didn't finish What If.
Oh, come on, Moni. What kind of fucking geek are you? You're awful. Oh, I haven't seen that. Well, I haven't seen that either. Man, I may as well have this fucking podcast all on my own.
Enjoy. Please tell everyone about What If. I've watched a couple of episodes. I didn't finish it. I watched like five or so. Tom was like, you need to watch it till the end because that's one where you're going to be like, whoa. And then I didn't. That's all I can say to that. I just didn't.
Wow. Is all I can say. What If was great. I really enjoyed the cartoon aspect, like bringing in Marvel. And I thought it was good. I thought it was really interesting, like all the concepts and the concept of the Watcher and just bringing it all in. I enjoyed it. And I think that everyone should watch it, including you, Monica. I think you should finish it, fucker.
Yeah. Can I just say, it is really nice, though, that they had Chadwick Boseman's voice and that they kind of honored him again. That was great. Love that one.
Yeah, it was very good. So definitely watch that. Finish it, Moni. And if you haven't seen it, it's great. I think it's a great piece in addition to the Marvel.
I don't even remember where I stopped, but I will figure it. Disney Plus will tell me. The one where I also fell asleep so often. So at the same time, like, I've watched a couple of those. I don't know where I stopped. So me, old lady problem. Me.
And then there's Eternals, which you also haven't seen. And I understand because cinema and pandemic, it's a bit tricky. But we went to the cinema, Tom and I, to see that. Mm-hmm.
Eternals,
yeah. Which is like part of phase four and really, really great. Really loved it. I know that Tom didn't love it quite as much as I did. Like, I was hyped at the end of it. I was like, this was so good. And he was like, yeah, it was fine. It was good. And I was like, I was all about Eternals. Like, it was so good. And it released on Disney Plus today as well. So you've no excuses anymore, Moni. And then maybe we can do our next episode. We can geek out about Eternals.
We can totally do that. Oh, Shang-Chi, I watched.
And Shang-Chi.
Love.
So good.
Really loved it.
And like, I have a lot of hometown pride because the guy who plays Shang-Chi, whose name is just Daniel.
No.
So he's from Toronto.
He lives in LA now.
But Simu, he's from Toronto. Liu. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I was not close at all.
You were not close at all.
I wasn't close even in the slightest.
No. David?
Yeah.
What? David? I'm like, no, that's not his name.
I don't know. Anyways, Daniel? He's from Toronto, and it's nice to see.
He's also on Selling Sunset.
He's also on Kim's Convenience, which is a comedy show based in Toronto about a Korean family.
Nice.
And like, it's just, I'm sorry, I just saw Tom's message. Simu Liu, AKA Daniel. Where did I get Daniel from? I don't know. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know.
It's not even
called it in the movies.
No, I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
Wild. But yeah.
I don't know. But like, I think that there's just been so much good geeky TV and movies coming out over the last 6 months. And I'm excited that we're back here in this space that we can have geeking out episodes about them again.
That is true.
Because I've like missed being able to totally geek out and get like deep into them and get critical and not critical. And
also when it's like closer to the time, because obviously the last time I watched Shang-Chi is already like months ago.
So I know. Like,
don't remember anything, just that I loved it. Mm-hmm. The only thing I remember about this one lady saying one sentence that called me out to a degree that I was never even, I was like, and that's what the fuck is Marvel even doing? Why the fuck are they throwing like this one-liners at me that are just like massively impacting my life to a degree where I'm like, what the fuck is even true? Well, like, where is the sun? Where is up and down or whatever? And I'm just like, why are they doing
what was the line?
The line said, the lady said, wait, if you aim at nothing, you hit nothing. That's it. That's all she said. And I'm like, fuck off.
Like, yeah, could you
not? Like, could you fucking not tell me that if I don't aim at anything, then I'm just gonna not hit anything? And I'm like, every fucking goal in your life, if you don't have one, you don't make anything. And I'm just like,
it's true.
Fuck that.
Fuck. I didn't know we were getting educated today.
No, it was just like this deep shit that you was just like saying in this on a side sentence to that lady that was trying to aim for something with a bow and arrow. And I'm just like, fucking hell.
yeah
that was a really good movie. Really so good. That one. Did you watch Encanto?
Yes. Yeah, we just watched it a couple weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, it doesn't matter. We watched it, loved it.
Yes,
thought it was a lot of fun. I know people are watching it, like I know somebody who is watching it like 3 times a day. And I was like, wow, yeah. Wow, that's dedication. But I get it because the music is so good. The story is really good. It's so colorful. It's so fun. Like, just really great.
I feel like this was a movie where for the first time I felt like the music was really different. And I was literally just going to say, but Ed didn't like it. And the second Ed showed up. So I'm like, hi, Ed. Because Ed wasn't happy with Encanto and the music, but I was like, I think you really noticed the music is different, like a different style and not this typical Disney kind of soundtrack situation, which I love, don't get me wrong, but it was just like really nice to feel like this, it matched the where they were and like it was a bit, felt a bit more Latino music and stuff. And it was just really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it a lot. And have you seen Luca?
I think that's also one that I started and then fell asleep at, and then I didn't bother watching it again. Mm-hmm. I think I did. So I missed important bits of it, but not like, so I can't give any proper feedback on it.
Yeah. I like Luca. I didn't love Luca though. But I think like I watched it really soon after watching Encanto, and, I just feel like maybe that was the issue is that I watched it like Encanto was just up here and then Luca just didn't quite hit the same mark for me. I'm not saying it wasn't a great movie and like, cause I've heard so much good about it. I did enjoy it, but I think it was just a little like Encanto, Luca.
Yeah. I did watch Soul after Encanto though. Still think those are two different kinds of movies that should be probably on a different kind of scale. Yes, both of them, for me, both of them are really great, but not necessarily comparable. I don't know why.
Yeah. But, and I finally also saw Soul as well.
Oh, did you not watch Soul last year?
No, I watched it for the first time on the flight over here.
No way.
In August, yeah.
No, that's also really good. Like way more jazzy, and the general idea is also really
good. Yeah, it was good. It was had good stuff. Yeah. I love that Disney is finally bringing in a lot more culture and music and just more diversity, because it's wonderful. It's great. And I love it.
Yeah. And I just thought that so much as well in Encanto, especially with the hair, like with the, and quite a lot of Black people were in the series, I feel like, and also like all the different kinds of hair, that it was also always really difficult, especially for Black folks as well, to like have the proper hair representation at the same time. I'm just like, this is really great, and like so many different things, and just so cool. Oh god. Gemma said watched Encanto, Soul, and Inside Out back to back. Liz called it the Disney Pixar trilogy of tears. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, that would be. Wow. I haven't seen Inside Out though.
Excuse me, what?
I know. I'm sorry. I'll get on that shit. Promise.
You can't shout at me for not watching What If, but you haven't watched Inside Out. It's
why
so good.
Do you guys not pick on Monica when she hasn't seen any of the shit? There's one thing I haven't seen. I'm getting
because it's Inside Out. That's all I can say. Oh, jing.
Okay, I will get on that.
Yeah, soon. Perfect.
I'll be like, Mom, we're watching another Disney movie, because that's how it's been going. I'm like, all of my friends are talking about insert movie here. We need to watch it. And yeah, so. Was there any other like TV moving going on? I don't think so. I think that's pretty much.
At least nothing I can remember that was of. Yeah. That was of. I mean, maybe there was one that was super fucking obvious that we just missed out, but I just can't remember now. Like 6 months is a long time.
Yeah. So like, have you been doing, you are still streaming. Like you didn't take a break from streaming, that which I think I like you just rocked that, which is awesome. So like, what have you done? Games and shit.
Well, I just play video games on a Friday and on a Sunday morning. Morning
video games.
Morning now turned into 12, which is technically afternoon. And yeah, I just do stuff and build some Lego or play some video games, try out some toys that I get gifted and look whether or not they can shit or not and what that looks like. And cool. So I just basically kept doing. There will be something coming up in February, but we haven't like properly talked about it yet, right, Tom?
spoilers,
but it will happen in February, I think. So yeah. So we just kinda I'm just doing that basically. But there's not really anything fancy that's happened. I just continued to stream on my account, and that's it.
I don't ever see you stream because you start while I'm still sleeping.
I know. You don't need to get up at really, really ridiculous hours of the day just to watch me play some really shit video games.
And like, I don't.
Games are great. Play really shit is the point. So yeah.
I like to.
Yeah. I wouldn't get up that early either. Sometimes I can't even stay up so late. I have issues watching people in the evening because bedtime and all that.
I know.
Yeah.
My evenings are just spent on the couch watching TV with my mom, crocheting, stitching. She's knitting. Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. The only, I don't know, I've been kind of getting up to geeky pastimes myself, like despite being here in Canada without like a large... most of my geeky friends live in Europe, and so it's hard to geek out with them sometimes, I feel like. But I have been playing a lot of Dungeons and Dragons.
I was gonna say, you have some other geek part that you're very invested in right now.
Yeah, like super invested in it. I'm in two campaigns, and technically I'm in three campaigns, but one's on hold. One's on hold to allow the other one to happen. The benefits of playing with the same two campaigns. and just having an absolute blast with the D&D. been really enjoying it.
That's right. And you did say that you wanted to point it out because you were going to stream on your own account as well on Soul Body Geek at twitch.tv/soulbodygeek. Then you're going to do...
Thanks for that awkward shout out.
It's not an awkward shout out. That you might want some D&D stuff over there. Or
yes, I am. I am thinking about it. I need to... Yes, I'm thinking about it. It's probably going to happen, but I don't know when. But the streaming will happen sooner rather than later. Yes. I have everything set up. I just need to do it.
Yes.
So it will happen. There's going to be streams from me over there on SoulBuddyGeek. And yeah, I would really like to do some Dungeons & Dragons or something.
Some
like
an
ongoing.
Nice.
Yeah.
You just need to get the ball rolling. You're just keeping yourself from... And I tell you that all the time.
I know. It's just, I have a bundle of excuses that I'm not even going to attempt because I know how Moni does motivation.
What, you know, I'm good at Moni does motivation recently.
You're great at it. So maybe you can give me some Moni does motivation, but in private, because I just need to get my shit together. Yeah.
You just click the start button and that's where it goes. That's all you need to do. Don't overthink it. Choose a game. Click the start button and do it.
Yes, ma'am. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe there will be a stream soon.
No. There will be a stream soon.
Maybe.
Nope.
Well, there has to be, actually. There has to be because the shout out says that I'm a super Hearthstone streamer and I haven't played Hearthstone, like, even personally in well over 6 months. So
I mean, there are other reasons for that as well, because fuck Blizzard and Activision. So I feel that was also a big part of all of that, because then that also kind of evaporated and didn't make people feel so excited about playing.
It's true that happened. So if for nothing else, I need to stream at least once. So it says is a super Nancy Drew streamer.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, like if people want to eventually have a ongoing TTRPG campaign with me, like let me know, because if people are interested in that, like that would also be really cool motivation for me to get off my ass and write something and do it.
I don't know how that usually works. Oh, look at Charlie, there go. Look at Gemma, there go.
Yeah,
see, you cool. Just need to just start something.
I will.
The first step.
The first step.
And even if you just start to stream first, because then everything else you can adjust as you go on.
It's true. Soon I will do it.
Yes. Cool.
I need to wipe my...
No worries. How dare you?
I've had a sinus infection since like November and it just isn't going away.
We're not doing that. Hashtag bring back Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that was a quick summary of the last 6 months and what we were excited about and the things we still all need to watch, apparently, because we have gaps in our knowledge. So what is the plan? What are we doing?
Well, we are keeping it simple to start out with. So we're starting with the podcast, bringing it back every 2 weeks live on Twitch. And then every 2 weeks, an episode will be released. We're changing our release date as well, our release day. But we haven't agreed when we're going to release the first podcast onto all the podcast players, which is this episode. So we should probably talk about that.
Yeah, but what you will definitely be able to get is like us every 2 weeks on twitch.tv/geekherring. And the rest of the time you will episodes are still all live on every podcast catcher out there. So you can listen to us there and you will find our new episodes there once we release them, which we will figure out eventually this week.
It will be there sometime. Sometime.
Exactly.
And in the meantime, Moni and I will both be streaming on Twitch on our own Twitch channels. And Moni is over there, twitch.tv/Moni does stuff.
And Amanda is on twitch.tv/soulbodygeek. There are no dots in it. I just said it to emphasize.
Yes, so that's happening. Let us know if you want a few other like aspects of Geekherring to come back, like the book club or the community games. Like, tell us what you think about that, and we can see how they fit into everything. And yeah.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, we're excited to be back. Like,
gonna start things slow. So whatever however it will develop going forward, we will see. But that's where we're at right now. And excuse me. I don't know where that came out of. But if you're ready, but if you keep on tuned in and stuff, you will figure everything out, as we will figure everything out, because we're a work in progress, like we everything.
Are. Yes.
Exactly.
So it was great to be back. Thanks for everyone joining in live for this first episode back. And thanks to everyone listening on the podcast for listening.
Thanks so much. And see you again in 2 weeks.
Woohoo. I'm just going to fly by.
If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.